Delaware is partnering with a nonprofit to erase $50 million in overdue medical debt for residents. WHYY's Chris Barish has the story.
Governor Matt Meyer's administration is partnering with Undue Medical Debt, which buys overdue accounts at a penny on the dollar or less. Lawmakers allocated $500,000 to the three-year project. Kevin Myers is the governor's deputy policy director.
There's a lot of folks that wake up every day and think about the medical bills that they are trying to and often can't pay, or the hard choices they have to make around, are they going to pay their rent? Are they going to pay for the car? Or are they going to pay for the bill that they didn't choose to incur in the first place?
Undue will try to buy bundles of unpaid debt from Delaware hospitals that traditionally sell them to debt collection agencies. CEO Allison Sesso said her firm can get $1 million of old debt for no more than $10,000. Then the firm will send a letter to each Delawarean whose debt has been cleared.
What we provide is a really nice alternative for hospitals to basically get the same value for the bad debts. But the beauty is we'll never collect a single dollar from anybody. We're taking advantage of the market, but we're applying it in this very unique way.
No one needs to apply for relief. To qualify, their debt must be at least 5% of their household income, or their household income can be no greater than 400% of the federal poverty level. For a family of three, that's $106,600. Miriam Strauss is a Philadelphia-based policy advisor for Community Catalyst, which fights for equity in healthcare. She also encourages hospitals to fulfill their commitments to charity care and for the government to hold medical providers accountable.
If people have medical debt and that debt is relieved and it lets them get the care that they need in the future, that's great. We're just looking at long-term solutions because sometimes that debt shouldn't have accrued in the first place.
Undue has joined forces with about 25 states and localities, including New Jersey, where Governor Murphy says $1.1 billion in debt has been wiped out. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.